Don't chase that feeling. Here comes Hunt. Flies the pass. And Kemp gets a triple. Cameron Smith goes over. The captain has scored.
Welcome to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith and Denon Kemp on SEN.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of The Captain's Run with the great Cameron Smith. Listen on live on SEN 1170, 1620 on the Gold Coast. SENQ, it's 693. Or you can get it on the SEN app. Also, you can give us a follow on Apple and Spotify. The Captain's Run, listen anytime, anywhere. Look, I mean, do I even need to say there's a lot to talk about on the show? Holy moly. Before I do that, though, the great Cameron Smith on the way. How you going, brother?
Hey, Kempy, how are you going, mate? Hello, all the listeners tuning in once again, all around the country and across the globe. We have global listeners, don't we?
Mate, absolutely.
New Zealand, Japan, America.
Kazakhstan.
The list goes on. They're tuning in live to the greatest show on SEN. Wow, what a week, Kempy. It's the sport. I know we've said this a few times, but I'm going to go again. It's the sport that just keeps giving.
It really is. It really
keeps giving. Some great games of footy across the weekend, some average ones. Players are being dropped. Players are injured. The coach, merry-go-round, is it going to start this week? I'll let you kick that off.
Oh, mate. All right. So we've got plenty to talk about in this show, guys. We've got the drama at the Rabbitohs. Demetrio, what's going on there? Damien Cook, Origin number 9, has been dropped. Talis Duncan, one of the best up-and-coming young forwards in the NRL, also dropped a few weeks ago. Lachie Ilias, one of the best young sevens coming through, also dropped. We've got the Bunker and Match Review Committee. They can't seem to agree, which we actually spoke about. Smithy, you made some really good points about it a couple of weeks ago. We've got problems at Parramatta, and we've got a deep dive on the Melbourne Storm and their fantastic win against the Brisbane Broncos. Also, our standout performances for the weekend, and we all preview round 6. Plus, we got Lindsay Collins, the big fella, re-signing. Re-signing only, I think today it was announced. Today or yesterday it was announced. So there's plenty to get to. But before we do that, give us a text, 0457 736 736. I want to hear people's thoughts on the Rabbitohs situation because, it is one disaster after the other, unfortunately, for the club. You know, as a former player, I feel sorry for the players. As a fan of the game, I also understand the fans' frustration. Smithy, mate, we all know what's going down. We've just basically gone through it. JD, there's been reports. Is he under pressure? Is he not under pressure? Does he have 80 minutes to save his job? Does he not have 80 minutes to save his job? Yeah. What are your thoughts on the whole situation, mate?
Well, there's a lot of stories and news and speculation flying around at the moment, isn't there? The one constant thing that's been here for the entire season, Kempy, has been the pressure on the coach, right? The pressure on the club. And them having to perform. They've only won the one match all year, being against the Bulldogs. So, look, and until there's some movement, you know, within the club or there's some action taken, then, you know, what do you believe? Do you believe that this is Jason Demetrio's last opportunity this weekend to keep his job? And, you know, it's hard to jump the gun, right, because their CEO has come out and said, look, it's untrue. He's got the backing of the club. And so you'd like to believe that, although we've seen administrators come out and back their coach 1 week and then, you know, 1 week is a long time in rugby league. They have a loss this weekend and it could all change. But also too, like we were having conversations last year around Adam O'Brien at the Knights. And then look what happened there. They went on their, 10 or 11 consecutive wins, went deep into the finals, and now he got an extension, didn't he?
Yep, 3 years.
He had a contract extension. Yeah. So,
3 years, yep.
So look, you know, is that going to happen at the Rabbitohs? You just don't know. You just don't know because I think no one's seen that sort of on the radar. No one forecasted what happened at Newcastle last year with that incredible run, which, you know, gave Adam O'Brien another opportunity to extend his contract as coach. So you just don't know. But as far as where Souths are at right now, they are in a massive hole.
Alex, could you get the quote from Solly sent through? Sully, so apologies.
Blake Solly.
Solly. Yeah, look, I understand him, you know, publicly backing the coach, but it'd be utter madness if they aren't considering his job and whether it's tenable or not at the moment, because this isn't just this season. So give or take a game, out of the last 20 games, they've only won 5 games.
Yes.
And also, those 5 games were essentially, outside of the Warriors, against bottom 4 sides or close to bottom 4 sides. You know, then you go and look at the one game that they won this year, very close to losing, and the Bulldogs, who fight gallantly, are bottom tier side at the moment. I think the difference between, and I'm not saying that you were sitting here going, oh, it's exactly the same to Newcastle. I think the little bit of difference is, A, I don't think Adam O'Brien was going into this season with such a one of the most historic fall-offs we've ever seen. But also, I think with Rabbitohs, that squad should not be in this position. Now, should they be... put it this way, even if they were 1-5 to start the season, but they had played similar to like the Warriors when they were 0-2 to start the year, or even the Broncos, who are actually only 2-5. And so it's not actually about, like, obviously the results has a something to say. It's about the way they're playing that is the biggest concern for me and suggests to me that, okay, you look at the Bulldogs, for example. Yes, the roster isn't as strong as the Rabbitohs, but you can tell that that Bulldogs roster is playing for Soraldo. Yeah. I personally look at this Rabbitohs roster, and to me, it doesn't look like they're playing for Demetrio.
Well, I understand what you're saying there, Campy, but what's playing for your coach? Like, do you play for your coach? In some ways you do, but like, what's wrong with these players going, even if they disagree with some of the things that Jason Demetrio, some of his philosophies or ideas as coach, like what's stopping them from going out and playing for their fans or for their members or for their own pride? I'm looking at some of the performances of a few of these players at South, particularly some of the senior players, and it's not up to scratch, mate. It really isn't. And that's where I look at it. And sometimes I scratch my head, right, and think, yeah, when they say, oh, you know, the coach has lost the locker room and they're just, you know, not up and about. And that is a skill in itself, right? That is a skill in itself, you know, for a coach to, you know, have everyone up and about and happy and all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, if you're unhappy with the coach, you still have a decision on the weekend to put your jersey on, to put your boots on and go out there and play to your capabilities. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. Even if you disagree with what the coach, you know, does during the week and, you know, has to say and all that sort of stuff, you can still go out there and have a go. It's like you just said, you know, they have a better, on paper, they have a much stronger team than, say, the Bulldogs, right? But the Bulldogs, why they got so close to them was that they're playing with effort. You can't coach effort, mate. That doesn't come from the coach. That comes from individuals. You know, some tactics and technical things and game plan and all that sort of stuff. Sure, that falls on the coach's responsibilities or on the most part, right? Along with, you know, some of your key players. But effort doesn't come from the coach. That comes from individuals wanting to do it.
Oh, mate, I'm absolutely with you. And both can be true, right? You know, like the environment can be a poor environment that is being set up by the coaching staff and the administration. But at the same time, when you cross that line, you have a responsibility. And I agree with you that the effort is up to the player, absolutely. Yeah. But I feel like a step further. The effort's up to the senior players because they're the ones that dictate what the environment is and what the standards are. And you can speak to this way more than I can, Smithy. But when I was at the Broncos, you're right. It wasn't the coach that set the standards. It was me walking into training, feeling a bit sooky, feeling a bit sorry for myself. And it was Justin Hodges or Corey Parker or Darren Lockyer going, what are you sooking for? Like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. It wasn't actually the coach who did that, but you can speak more to that with your...
Yeah, well, you know what? Like, I think the coach, like, he sits at the top, right? So he sets sort of, you know, a bit of the mood and sort of the environment that you're in and they got to work hard. I've got no doubt that Jason Demetrio goes in and works hard at his job. I've got no doubt about that. You know, but it falls solely on individuals to go out and just have a go, you know, and look like you want to be there and look like you want to make a difference. Like just watching some of these Rabbitohs players, you know, when I watch them play, I'm just like, that's that's not you. That's nowhere near your own capabilities. You know, and one of those players, which, you know, right or wrong, I probably think he's a fair bit hard done by, was Damien Cook. Like, I thought he put in a lot of effort last week. He came up with 45 tackles. He had 7 runs. Only had the 1 miss. Things may not be going right around the middle of the ruck for them, but, like, how much help is he getting? He's not getting a whole lot of opportunity. Like, he's a guy that needs quick play of the balls and momentum, and he uses his speed, right? That's his main weapon. Who's helping him? Have his runs and put defensive lines on the back foot and have his little darting runs from dummy half and punching holes and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, the team that's doing that was the Warriors.
So well.
You know, and have a look at the game that Wade Egan had.
Yeah.
He absolutely carved them up. So, you know, I think that, yeah, I don't know whether it's a bit of a panic button that's been pushed, you know, to drop Cookie and a couple of the other players, but I think as individuals, surely they realise that they're playing well below their own standards. Surely they realise that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the tough thing is that, unfortunately, it's their key players. Like, the concern is that it's their key players that are playing poorly at the moment with poor form, and they don't. When you look across the board, even though Jackie Whiten and Cam Murray and even Cookie to an extent have been playing relatively well, they're not playing the best they've ever played. So there's really no one in that whole squad that is playing the best they've played, which is very rare, because, like, every year, whether it doesn't matter how good you're going, there's always a few shining lights.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about the Latrell situation as well. I just think with the Latrell situation, it's all about, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, Smithy, but I think that with him, he needs to set aside the fact that he's a superstar, even though I'm not sure he doesn't sit and walk around thinking he's a superstar. Yeah. And he needs to go back to that mindset of an 18-year-old Latrell Mitchell that loved his footy and was ready to rip and tear for his mates. And I think the next few weeks he needs to show that to his teammates. What are your thoughts, mate?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that, you know, over my time in the NRL, watching guys when they're at their best, is they're out there having fun. They're enjoying being out there. They're enjoying competing. They actually enjoy being uncomfortable during games as well. You know, like, things may not be running smoothly, but they're happy with that. They're happy to be there, and they're happy to, you know, challenge themselves and compete. It just doesn't look like he's enjoying it. You know, and that's not just Latrell. I think that's, you look across the board at the moment with all those Rabbitohs players, there's got to be stuff going on for them just to, you know, like, mate, playing football's fun. I know. Training's hard.
Yeah.
You know, let's not sugarcoat it. Training's hard. You're in the grind every day. You know, you get you know, what, one full day off a week, but you're training from early morning to late afternoon, 6 days a week. But the game's the fun part, boys. Get a smile on your face and get out there and just have a crack. Like, competing against the opposition and competing with yourself, that should be the enjoyment of the week. Forget about the training. Like, training's done. Get out there and have fun and just, you know, get into it. It just, when you're looking at the Rabbits at the moment, you watch them and they look like, well, you know, oh, here, I got the ball. No, you have it. You do something. And then you do something. You know, and it turns into just a game of footy where, like, and that's what it looks like. Like, do they actually care about the result? Do they care about the way they're playing? I might be way off the mark, but that's watching them play. To me, that's what it looks like. Is just they don't really want to be there, and they don't want to compete and make a difference.
In regards to, you know, senior players, because I think that's a really important discussion that the Rabbitohs at the moment is, I guess, what advice, and I know that you're not in the environment, so you don't know what the day-to-day thing is for that, but I guess sometimes as a senior player, you've got to be very selfless, and you've got to be like, there's certain parts of the game that may not be what I love to do, but I need to do them to set a standard. And for me personally, in my opinion, I'm not seeing that from their senior players. I kind of feel like their senior players they're trying all the things they love to do. Like, you know, for example, Trell's a good example. Really good ball player on the weekend. We all know that. Incredible ball player. But I kind of felt like every time he got the ball, he was just looking to pass. And I'm like, I feel like Trell as a senior player, and look, I can't speak because I've never been a senior player, but I would assume it would be, mate, we need you to have 15 of the toughest carries you can have and set the tone for the boys rather than be an incredible ball player. But am I way off the mark with this, Smithy? What's your, as a senior player, what's your thoughts on this, George?
Yeah, well, what you spoke about there, Kempy, what that is, that's a team-first attitude, right? You just got to put your own personal goals or your views on how you want to play that day and put the team first before everything, particularly when you're in a position like this where your team is struggling across the board, There's probably been a couple of guys that you could say, look, they've had a crack all year. Like Cam Murray's one of them. Like he's been trying his backside off all game. And you know what? Has he been playing to a standard that we're used to? No, he hasn't. But he's playing in an environment where I don't think he really has the opportunity to, but he's playing his backside off. But every single player in that footy side at the moment needs to put their own personal sort of feelings aside and what they want to get out of the weekend and go, right, what does my team need me to do? And just forget about all these fancy plays and all these different things that you want to do. What they need to do is get back to the very basic parts of our game, the fundamentals of running hard, holding the ball, and then when the opposition have the footy, make your tackles, boys. That's all they got to do. And things will turn around. Like, it may take a little bit, but things will turn around. Like, you know, I was very lucky where I played in a footy side for a long time where we didn't go through many of these lulls, right? The worst was 2012 where we lost 5 in a row. And it was frustrating, mate. It was extremely frustrating because, you know, training wasn't that bad as far as our standards went. Like, we weren't training poorly, but things weren't happening in the game for us. And so what we did, we sat down and said, listen, the only way we're going to change this is through sticking to our processes of training, working hard. And it finally, it turned around for us eventually. It took a little bit, but the one thing that needs to happen is that, you know, every single player that takes the field for the Rabbitohs this weekend, they have to give their best effort that they've given all season. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
And again, mate, as I said, effort, it's something that can't be coached. So it's not on Demetrio this weekend.
Yeah. It's a responsibility of the players to at least. Then you can. The thing is that if you go out and give everything you've got and you come up short, then you can start looking at tactics and and all, everything like that. And I think as well with the Rabbitohs, you know, you want to say to them, boys, you need to trust that you have such a good side on paper that can do such incredible things.
Yep.
That the big plays, they will come after hard work. You know, it's like the age-old big forward that could offload. And how many times you'd see he kind of get in this patch of form where he'd get a few offloads would work, and then he would always be thinking offload first and not run hard. And then all of a sudden the offloads go to the ground all the time. And then you say to the bloke, mate, we need 10 hard straight runs. And then all of a sudden the offloads come.
Yep. What was your thoughts? What was your thoughts? I don't know if we can get that audio, Alex. Might be have to happen after the break. But what were your thoughts on Gus Gould's comments on Latrell?
Does he enjoy it or not?
Yeah, well, just questioning whether, like, what's his desire to play footy at the moment?
I mean, the thing is that, like, being Latrell Mitchell, it's an experience that very few people can understand it. Now, we're going to head to a break. After the break, we'll get the audio of Gus Gould and we'll just discuss, that point.
Anyone ever sat Latrell down and said, do you really want to play this game? Are you really in love with this game? Do you love the hard work? Do you love the discipline? Do you love your teammates? Do you love your club? Do you love the game? Or is it just, I'll do it because I'm good at it, but I'll do it my own way? I mean, if someone actually sat him down and said, if you had a chance to walk away, would you go?
I reckon he would.
There it is on Channel 9, the great Gus Gould. A fair question to ask a guy, Latrell Mitchell. And, you know, I know that he's an extremely polarising player and absolutely this year his form hasn't been good, and absolutely, you know, the two instances on the weekend were not good. But this is, you know, being Latrell Mitchell, the pressure of that, you know, any human being, regardless of how much you're paid for it, it can get to you eventually. What are your thoughts on the situation, Smith?
Yeah, well, of course it can, mate. Like, of course it can. And no one will ever know the, you know, the sort of the weight on his shoulders unless you're in his shoes, right? No matter who you are. So, yeah, he's one of the best players in our game. He's one of the most talked about, if not the most talked about player in our game right now. So the spotlight is already on him. He's played for two glamour clubs of the competition in the Roosters and the Rabbits, and they're not going good. So, of course, the spotlight's going to be on him, as well as, you know, he's had a few sort of indiscretions, would you call them, this year, you know, with the suspension just on the weekend. Yeah, that interview where he had, you know, several expletives post-game a few weeks back. So, the heat is on him. And I think it's a fair question or a fair topic that Gus Gould raised, was that has anyone actually sat down with Latrell? Because it doesn't, like, knowing what he's capable of doing on a footy field and seeing him, say, you know, 4 or 5 seasons ago playing at the level he was playing at, when he was playing, he was at the top of his game, he, you know, won premierships with the Roosters. Yeah, he was winning State of Origin series with the Blues and dominating that arena. He just doesn't look like the same person. And we've all seen, you know, like he posts things online and all that sort of stuff of, you know, when he gets away with his family and his friends, you know, on his property and all this sort of stuff. And he enjoys that time away from football. So I think it's a fair, you know, question that Gus raises is, you know, like, where is he at the moment? Because even if he's not enjoying it and he's not in love with the game right now, his natural ability keeps him in the game.
Yeah, for sure.
If you understand what I say.
Oh, like absolutely. He's got
a great natural ability just to be able to compete in that competition, you know, with his size and his strength and his speed and, you know, and some other, you know, parts of the game that he brings, you know, to his position that he plays. But yeah, just from his input and you know, just his body language on the field at the moment, it just doesn't look like he's having fun.
Yeah, and like, it sounds so cliche. It sounds so cliche, but you know, I'd argue any working environment where you're not happy, regardless of whose fault it is or whether you're being grateful or whatever it is, you're just not going to perform at the best of your ability. It's just really that simple, and with Latrell, I just look at it and I go, the way I see it is this: Latrell's form is just one of the problems, in with a lot of problems. Now, if you had that same situation, let's say he wasn't enjoying footy, but he was at a club that was going really well, then he could kind of lean on other people to go, you know, can I find that again? Or like, you know, let me lean into the environment that is quite happy. But unfortunately, at the moment, it's like the perfect storm for him, where he's got all these headlines about stuff outside of rugby league, and you know, he hasn't done himself any favors. The swearing in the interview and the brain explosions. It would be a lot, mate. It would be so much. And look, I'm not sitting here saying no other player has ever gone through that. Like, you know, all the biggest games, like yourself, you would have gone through it. And I'm sure it's not a happy place to be in. You know, I don't think people really appreciate how intense that pressure can be when there's headlines about you that you really have no control over.
Yeah. And going on the shake-up, like with the footy side this weekend, I was, you know, Damien Cook, you know, dropped, Marmazoulas comes in. I probably would have gone further, and we're just talking off air about this. Like, I'd even throw Cody Walker to half. What do you reckon?
Mate, I would have gone.
Like, if you're Demetrio and you've been told, mate, you've got 80 minutes, then you need your best players stepping up, and you need them. You need to find a way to get them more involved than what they're showing at the moment. So I'd throw on Cody Walker the 7 jersey, Jack White in 6, and just say, boys, get your hands on the football and be busy.
Mate, I absolutely agree. I would have put Walker at 7, and I would have probably put Walker on notice. Said, mate, it doesn't matter about the results. I don't need 3 or 4 try assists from you. I just need you to be busy, busy, busy. Every time you get your hands on the ball, just front foot footy, you know, just get involved in the game. Jackie Whiten, he's already, you know, committed, but I'd be saying to him, mate, you don't need to do anything special. Run hard, tackle hard. Jai Gray be putting it fullback. If he went well for 3 weeks, I'd be saying to Trell, listen, Trell, we know at your best you're a fullback, one of the best in the game. But right now, clearly things aren't working. Let's put you at centre. get you just enjoying the game again. We'll get you good ball. You can do all the fun stuff. You don't have to worry about directing a team around and all the tougher stuff that comes with fullback. Then let's reassess in 4 weeks. If you're happier and everything's going well, maybe we and Jai is struggling or not as good as you or whatever it is. Maybe we put Jai at six and we put Whiten back out in the centres. But that's probably the direction I would have headed.
If they get beaten and we find out Monday morning that Jason Demetrio is gone, we're thinking Ben Horby takes over, right, as interim. Who's next? Because there's been a few names tossed up. Wayne Bennett. Long neck, going back to the Burrow.
Skeletor.
Sam Burgess, but he's got another season to run with Warrington.
This would be my plan, Smithy. Yeah. I'd be reaching out to Skeletor, a.k.a. Wayne Bennett, and I'd be saying, mate, we need you for basically 24 months, maybe even 12 months. Because Wayne Bennett probably has the only man with enough clout to go in there and move, potentially either quell or move on the people that had issues with Burgess. I'd be speaking to Burgess about coming back in 2026.
Yes.
But I would also, you know, just to be clear, although what Burgess seemed to be saying seems like is correct, he probably didn't handle it the best he could have handled it. And I'd be saying to Burgess as well, mate, there probably needs a bit of kumbaya, a bit of bridges. Bridges right. Need to be mended.
Yes.
That's the direction I'd be going. What would you be doing?
Well, Wayne Bennett's certainly not the worst option. He's coached there before. He's had some pretty good success at the footy club. He had the team up and about there for a little bit. So, and he's off contract. He's finished with the Dolphins this year. So he's essentially a free agent. There's been talk about him going to a club after the Dolphins and being sort of like head of football or sort of overseeing the coaching. There's no way he'll go to a footy club and be 2IC.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Not a hope.
Yeah.
He'll be the big dog or he won't be doing it.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you, I don't know, how old is he? 87 or something? How old is he? No, he's not that old. I'm joking. No.
I thought
he
was 113.
He's 107.
I thought he was 113 years old.
I think, what is he, 75, something like that.
Yeah.
He lives and breathes footy. Mm. You know that more than I do. Like you were coached by him. So I think that, you know, he would be welcomed back with open arms by all the Bunnies faithful. There's been some other sort of left field, though, names tossed up. Michael Maguire. Mm. I can't see New South Wales Rugby League allowing him to do that, though. Mm. Now that he's just taken over as the Blues coach, can't see that happening. Craig Bellamy.
Bellyache, your mate.
Craig Bellamy. Now, the Storm's chairman, Matt Tripp, he got on the front foot straight away and just he sort of had a bit of a laugh and said, oh, really? Is that the news? Is it? Well, good luck to him. trying to get him up there. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, Craig Bellamy is contracted sort of for another few seasons with Melbourne, whether he's head coach or not. Mm. And knowing the type of person that Craig is, like he won't be breaking that contract. So, you know, personal opinion as well, I don't see him going up there. But his name was tossed about.
Okay, there you have it. Now, we got plenty more to talk about after the break. We got the Eels. We've got the signing of Collins. We've got the match review committee, the bunker. We've got everything to talk about. We've got 1,000 texts to get to. So after the break, make sure to stay tuned.